I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a farmer from Wellfleet about summer squash, what varieties she's growing, how she likes to cook them, and how the season's going.
When it comes to summer squash, most people grow crooknecks or zucchini. But Victoria Pecoraro isn't a fan of varieties that get big. So this year, she decided to grow three small varieties about the size and shape of a cue ball.
So this is the one ball right here.
And what's the color on those?
It's like a golden. It starts out young as a lemon yellow, and then it gets deeper golden. Golden spheres, they say. I guess it's about 4 to 6 inches.
The one ball is the exact color of a number one pool ball, and just slightly bigger. It's a hybrid developed by a company in Colorado that specializes in breeding cucurbits, or plants in the gourd family. The company has also come up with two other round summer squash varieties, the cue ball, which is pale green, and the eight ball.
Yeah, the eight ball is the green one, the green round summer squash. And they say to pair it because it's just a really interesting visual combination. And they say that these go from a golf ball to a cue ball size. And it's a mottled dark green black fruit, and they're wicked cute. And the other one I grew is the Rondonici, which is, again, round, and it's green with white speckling, and they're from the south of France.
They're an heirloom zucchini, harvested when the fruit is about 3 to 4 inches around. It's delicious steamed or sautéed with other veggies, or hollowed out and stuffed. But Victoria's favorite way to eat all of her summer squash is in a big dish of zucchini parmesan.
Oh, zucchini parm. Oh, my God. It's so good. It's the same recipe as eggplant parm. And the way we do it, the way I was raised, is you've got your scrambled eggs, the batter, and a little bit of water and salt and pepper in the eggs.
Next, you slice the zucchini.
And you want them on the round. You don't want the long slices. And you put them in flour. And you've got your frying pan. We fry it. And you throw that in the pan, and you want it a medium high, and you dip the floured zucchini in the egg, and then you put it in the frying pan. And then you just flip them when they're sort of brown, and then you layer with the sauce on the bottom in your little glass pie dish. Sauce, zucchini, sauce, Parmesan cheese, and then you continue layering till you get to the top, and then you're going to bake it in the oven.
If you didn't catch all that, don't worry. The recipe is on our website. The dish is incredibly tasty and a good way to use up a lot of summer squash. All three of the round squashes Victoria's growing are supposed to be just as prolific as zucchini.
Well, this is the first time I've grown it. I got lots and lots of flowers. What I'm noticing this year on all my squashes, I'm getting a lot of male flowers.
This is important because only female flowers produce fruit.
How do you tell the difference between a male flower and a female flower?
The male flower has a very long, skinny stem. The female flower, it's very short, close to the center of the plant. And it will have a little, it's directly attached to a little piece of fruit.
Victoria Pecoraro's round summer squashes are all just starting to go into full production mode. She says the season will go until we get a frost or until the pests and powdery mildew kill the plants, whichever comes first. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
There are still all kinds of summer squash at farmers markets. You can find out more about the varieties Victoria Pecoraro is growing and get her recipe for zucchini parmesan on our website at capeandislands.org. Also online is a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.